We can call the meeting to order at 12:01. Everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we get a roll call, please?
Harlan is excused. Brenda? Okay, looks like she's not. Brenda is not on yet. Hillary?
Here.
Carla?
Here.
Rita? Also excused. Rayette?
Here.
Carlene?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Others in attendance, King Cove?
Lynette Mack?
Was that? Can I get the students?
Ashley Poole, Joey Mack, Brooke Gilbert, Emma Slater, Sierra Rosilli.
Right. Got it. Thank you.
And then in Sandpoint, we have Cheryl and Mike Franklin. Carlene, is there anybody with you?
No, just me.
Okay, thank you. Can I get approval of the agenda?
Real quick, sorry. Online, we have David Nielsen and KSDP. And then Karen Keck also.
Okay. Thanks. Can we get the approval of the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Okay. Motion by Carla, second by Hillary. Roll call.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Okay, hearing none. New business would be the King Cove senior class trip. And in your packet, there was an agenda and
their itinerary.
The itinerary.
Yep, and then their
budget.
The budget.
Then I emailed the board some funding information that Lynette provided.
So,
I have a question for Lynette.
Sure.
Lynette, on the seniors that need to get IDs that turn 18, is Alaska Airlines going to honor the temporary card that they give, or you're going to keep their birth certificate and social security card and all that stuff for ID? Did you talk to any of them at Alaska Airlines?
Well, it's TSA that we need to go through, and when we've typically traveled through TSA, the kids will keep their old ID and they'll have their temporary ID. So using those together usually got them through TSA. But yes, they'll have all that documentation with them anyways, because they need that to go get their the picture put on their ID.
Okay, because I know when my son and Amber came to Sandpoint, when she was at the airport, she had her ID that she wasn't a real ID, and then she went and got a new one, and it was, you know, that paper. I mean, they almost missed the flight. She had her birth certificate, her social security card, her CDIB card, and everything. And I went back out to the airport to bring her all that stuff. And they weren't even going to let her go on the plane from Anchorage to Sandpoint.
Yeah, Raven has different qualifications, but I know Jager Sean was able to do it with his. And we flew with Raven into Cold Bay because I just did that with Jager Sean. And I think we only have a couple of students that need to do that. And TSA is a little bit different than Raven. I know Raven's a little bit stricter, but Jager Sean was able to come back with his. And what they do at the UMV, they actually cut it for you and they laminate it for you. And then so he had both of his IDs and they let him travel.
Okay. I was just worried about that because all the stuff we went through. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. No, we had to deal with that with a couple of our kids leaving on Raven to go on, was it state?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Road trip or state? Road trip.
It was the road trip.
And I think they were able to use their tribal ID
and
their insurance card that helped them get on Raven.
Okay, and that was another thing I was going to say is if any of your students can get a tribal ID or have one, make sure they have that with them too, just, you know, to be on the safe side.
Yeah, and then also if you want to put people in attendance, Ray Gould just walked in the door.
Thank you.
Hello.
It's Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. Okay. So there were some questions from questions that I received from parents about lodging, the kids all being in one facility, and there was questions about, so have you guys raised all your funds?
Yes, we have. If you look at the rundown that I sent, Cheryl said that I recently shared that with you. As of April 3rd, we were at $14,590. Our deposit of $3,080 wasn't in there. We're getting $300 from APIA. Corporation just gave us $1,000. Cash on hand we had was $4,300, so that put us at over $23,000. The city just gave us another $1,000, so that's $24,000. We're going to be getting money from APIA to fund one ticket from Anchorage to Cold Bay, so that will take care of, or they'll send a check for that. We just finished our 50-50 board, which is another $1,000. So if you add that to that, that's $25,000. And if you look at our itinerary, it says that we needed $21,000 to go. We recently had one student back out of the trip. So without that student, it's now down to $18,000. So I'm by my calculations, we've raised enough money.
Okay. I don't know, would this be a good time to discuss like what we're approving?
Sure.
I would like, yeah, could you please share what, just because of the concerns from some parents.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. I could address that question. You know, there's a lot that we do here to support kids, which are great things. And I think this trip is one example of that, where we want kids to get out and experience the world and in an organized manner. And I think we all agree it's a great experience. I think there's been a lot of, I'm new here, and so I'm trying to figure out what's been past practice versus board policy. From what I can understand, as far as reading through the board policy, the board approval on this is really comes from a board policy BP 6153, school sponsored trips. So on school sponsored trips, according to this board policy that takes students out of state, it requires board approval, which makes a lot of sense. There's no board approval that I can tell that's required for the transfer or use of the money, because the funds really aren't district funds. They are class funds, which are, maybe Dave can explain that if I don't do a good job, but that's, they're not district funds, so they wouldn't be under board approval. But a school-sponsored trip that travels out of state does require board approval. So it's my understanding that's, based on policy, all I can find that the board should be approving here. That said, can I add my opinion
yes.
to this? You know, it would be my opinion moving forward that this is not a school-sponsored trip. A school-sponsored trip, in my mind, would be one that is officially a school activity, like a athletic trip or a close-up trip, or specifically a school-related academic trip. This is a great trip. It's a trip we want to support. In my opinion, it's not a school-sponsored trip.
Well, my question is, because there were some concerns with the housing in Anchorage, I believe that was in Anchorage where you guys are all in one Airbnb.
That's in California. In Anchorage, we're going to be staying. So the first group of kids will be staying in Aspen for one night, and then we'll move over to Spring Hill Suites. And so it's in California that we'll be staying in an Airbnb, and it has, I have the specifics on it. If you guys want to look at it, I could email it to you, but it's a 5-bedroom, five bedrooms, eight beds, 2 baths, for the place that we're planning on staying. And so, like some rooms, bedroom one has one double bed, one single bed. Bedroom two has a king size bed. I don't have it pulled up on my computer, but I can to let you know how many, I mean, but you know, there's 5 rooms there. And we have 4 boys going, we have 5 girls going, and then a male and a female chaperone.
Okay. My concern was more, I guess, since it was parent concerns, that maybe you guys need to talk to your parent group so that you can.
And this is the first I'm hearing of it. Today is the first day I've been hearing of it. I've sent the itinerary home with the kids to share with their parents. And this is the first time hearing. They didn't even come to me. So,
okay. Well, I'm just kind of telling what is coming to me, because I just don't feel it's our responsibility. I mean, to make decisions what's for your trip, for your senior trip. So I just think that as a group, you guys should work it out. And
No, I completely agree. And it's a shock to me because, you know, we've had traveling groups stay at Airbnbs when they've gone to state before. You know, Soundpoint right now has a group staying at an Airbnb right now. So, I mean, I'm as shocked as everybody else is that this is coming to light today before the board meeting, rather than sooner, when we could have been like, okay, you don't want to do that. Okay, we got to work extra hard because now we need to raise these extra funds to get a hotel room, which I can't, you know, it's going to be the same situation though, because I'll have my own room. The kids will have their own rooms. And when I go to bed, I don't know if they're going to sneak out. There's no way of me knowing that. But if we're, I mean, so I'm just kind of, you know, I think this is just new to me and surprising to me.
And I think that it would be nice if, Riette, if you could share with Lynette maybe privately about who was concerned and be able to address it.
Yeah. If there was more than one parent, if there was just one parent, you know, then I could talk to them and maybe set their minds at ease. It would have been nice if they would have came to me. So we could.
Yeah, I agree.
But I just want to reiterate too. I mean, you know, I understand where Lynette's coming from. I understand her situation. You know, she is a consummate professional in this, right? And of course, if there are any parents that have any concerns, of course, she's going to listen to them, right? And address them. So, I mean, I think that's fair to say. You know, of course she would do that. You know, she's been very transparent with the itinerary. You know, I looked it over myself, and I was very impressed with all the organization that she had put in. And if any of those, if any parents that have concerns, of course she will listen to them.
Yeah.
And like she said, try to make them feel better about the situation.
Or remedy it.
I mean, that
come up with a solution.
Yeah. That to me, and I know I'm doing this because I trust Lynette. I would trust her with my own kid. So it's one of those things where, she is capable of pulling this off.
I have a comment. I think Lynette's doing the right thing on getting that Airbnb, because then she has everybody in a group and it's easier to watch over them. In a hotel room, I mean, you're not guaranteed you're all on the same floor. You're not guaranteed that you all have adjoining rooms, I think it's safer and better for her with her group of people to be in an Airbnb. I think that's a very good choice.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds so good.
Are we looking for a motion to approve the travel for the seniors?
Yep, on the, as long as all their funds are in place, which it sounds like that they are.
Yes, they've been fundraising, I mean, up to yesterday even, so I know they're really...
Not to interrupt you, but we do have other events. If you look at that paper, we still have our Putting on the Hits that we're doing. We still have our raffle tickets that we're doing, and that's another split the pot of $1,000. And then we're also, we have our drone, and that's going to bring us in another $2,000. So we still have essentially another $3,000 coming in, and we're hoping to use those funds for extra, because we're trying to do all the free things in California that are fun, but now we want to be able to do, if they want to go Six Flags or if they want to go to Universal, we'll be able to do those things also.
I will make that motion to approve the King Cove Senior Travel.
This is Hillary Elson.
Roll call.
Carlene?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Can I get a motion for adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
Carla?
No second.
Brenda? Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have fun on your trip.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you meeting me earlier.
Amazing.
And I know Cheryl does too.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy
the
day.
Have a good time, you guys.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, Ariel is here at our meeting, even though it's over. She made it.
All right.
So what are you guys still filming?
Thank you, everybody.